Chapter 11. A Storm at Sea. As we boarded the ship, we had our last look at Europe, and my heart was full of bitterness. The Dutch sailors pushed us violently into a dark cabin below the deck. There were about 30 of us, chained to long poles in groups of six. We lay there for days, and we only saw daylight when they opened the door to give us food, the rotten food that the sailors refused to eat. Elzevir was chained next to me. It was a comfort to have him near, but we spoke very little. There wasn't much to say about Eemachen, and talking of Moonfleet made us sad. After about 3 days, the weather changed, and the ship began to roll from side to side. "There's a bad storm coming," Elzevir whispered. "Let's hope we aren't near any rocky parts of the coast." We knew all about rocky coastlines. The captains tried to avoid them, but in a bad storm they didn't always succeed. I remembered the ships that blew into Moonfleet Bay in stormy weather and were wrecked on the rocks immediately. The movements of the ship grew more violent and water came in through cracks in the wood. The other prisoners were terrified. "Save us! God, save us!" they prayed. "We're going to drown!" Suddenly the door above us opened and a sailor appeared. "Take this and God help you," he said, and threw us a large key. "He's giving us a chance to save ourselves," said Elzevir to the prisoners. We unlocked our chains and climbed out of the dirty cabin. The sea air smelled wonderful, but the scene around us was frightening. All the sails were torn and the deck was empty. "The men tried to escape in the lifeboat," said Elzevir, "but I'm sure they all drowned. We must stay on the ship. It's safer than trying to battle the sea in such a terrible storm." But the other prisoners were afraid to stay on the ship. Elzevir tried to stop them as they climbed into the small lifeboats, but they were terrified and didn't listen. As they struggled to row to safety, the waves rolled over them and their lifeboats disappeared. We held tightly to the rail as wild winds blew around us and huge waves washed over the ship. The ship seemed to be moving backwards, but we had no idea of our direction or where we were. "We'll die here," I said to Elzevir. "Better to die in the sea close to our home than as a slave in Java," he replied. We stood there for hours. After a while, I thought I saw a faint coastline in the distance. I looked again and thought I was dreaming. "Land! Land!" I shouted excitedly. "It's the southern coast of England, Elzevir. Look, I can't believe it. Isn't that our bay?" "You're right, boy," he said slowly. "Can you believe it? We're in Moonfleet Bay, and there's a light in the village." Grace's candle, I thought. She kept her promise. In my head, I heard her sweet voice. "I'll light a candle in my bedroom window every night. If you sail near here, you'll see the light and find your way back to Moonfleet." "We found our way back to Moonfleet," I told her silently. "But will I ever see you again?" The chances were small, even if we survived the storm. Moonfleet Bay had dangerous undercurrents. Shipwreck survivors often drowned there, only a few kilometers from safety. "It will be a cruel destiny to die so close to home," I thought. At that moment, the ship began to make great cracking noises under our feet. "The ship is breaking up," Elzevir shouted. "We've got no choice. Jump now, and good luck to you, John boy." We jumped into the stormy sea, and I struggled to swim to the shore. Each time I got near, the current pulled me back, and I grew weaker. Some men on the beach bravely walked into the water and threw us a rope. Elzevir managed to grab the end, but I couldn't reach it. I thought I heard his voice, but perhaps I imagined it. "We're almost home, John boy," he said. "Don't give up now." Elzevir dropped the rope and moved back towards me. He grabbed my shoulders and pulled me till my hand caught the end of the rope. At that moment, a huge wave rolled over us. I felt hands pulling me to safety. Some men covered my trembling wet body with coats and carried me to the Why Not. We were safe and at home. I fell asleep immediately. When I woke up, two men were sitting near me. They brought hot soup and helped me eat. "Thank you," I said gratefully. "But where is Elsevier?" The men looked at me strangely. "Who are you? How do you know Elsevier?" the older man asked. "I'm John Trenchard," I replied. "Elsevier was with me in the water." He looked at me amazed. "John Trenchard? Is it really you?" he said. Then he added, "Don't you know me?" I looked at him more closely. "Ratsy?" was all I could say before my eyes filled with tears. He hugged me and I cried. Then he spoke softly, and his words chilled my heart. "John, the last time we saw Elsevier was 10 years ago," he said. "Elsevier saved me," I told them. "He was with me in the water." "I'm sorry, John," Ratsy said gently. "You were the only survivor." I couldn't believe it. My dear friend Elsevier was dead. I would never hear his kind voice again or feel his gentle hand on my shoulder. I thought my heart would break. "Elsevier gave his life to save me," I thought bitterly. "I don't want to live without him."